Today's shiur is Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Gimel Amin Aleph at the top of Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Yayin Nochri when we speak about Yayin Nesach, when we speak about Yayin Nesach, and it's important to get the definitions correct. Yayin Nesach means wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, and when we speak about wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that such wine is Osir Behano Midaraisa. But many times in this Masechta, when the Gemara has used, the Mishnah has used the word Yayin Nesach, it doesn't specifically mean wine that was used for worshipping Avodah Zarah. Any wine that is a Nochri's wine, or wine even of Yisrael that was touched by a Nochri, we know is Osir Behano, as we've learned. Some say, and therefore there's a question, that when our Mishnah uses the word Yayin Nesach, what does it mean? Does it mean Yayin Nesach that any of the types of wine that we just identified that we're not allowed to drink and not allowed to have Hanob? That is the opinion of Rashi. But Rabbeinu Tam says that the Mishnah over here is speaking about, as the words imply, real Yayin Nesach. That's where the Mishnah is referring to. But wine of a Nochri that was not used for worshipping Avodah Zarah, or the wine of Yisrael that was touched by a Nochri, then the halacha that the Mishnah, as we're going to learn, is so strict, and this wine will not, that it will be also even B'mashahu, will not necessarily be the halacha. And the halacha is that under those circumstances, says Rabbeinu Tam, the wine would only be usher b'shishim. So we have a fundamental machloikis. When the Mishnah says the words Yayin Nesach, what does the Mishnah mean? Does the Mishnah mean real Yayin Nesach, as the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam? Anything else, it doesn't, the halacha, the strict halacha that we're about to learn, would not apply. And Rashi says it applies to any wine that we may not drink. Actually, the halacha that we're going to be learning in this Mishnah is a halacha that we learned already earlier in the Masechta, but as the Tosfos Yontov and Daf Chav Tes, but as the Tosfos Yontov points out, that many times in Shas we have the halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and then it's repeated again another time to review the halacha later in the Masechta. So again, Yayin Nesach is Osir. For Oisir B'Koshu, even if the smallest of wine falls in, the halacha is it's Osir B'Koshu. And again, another question that we've discussed many times in this Masechta, and that's the way Rashi learns, that it's going to be Osir even B'Hanob. But we've learned that there are other opinions that say that particularly Bizman Azeh, when the Nochrim are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the halacha that we learn here will only be regarding Isser Hanah, not Isser Shtiyah. Says the Mishnah, Yayin B'Yayin, if wine got mixed up with other wine, or Mayim B'Mayim, wine that was used for Avodah Zarah, Mayim that was used for Avodah Zarah got mixed up, mingled with other Avodah Zarah, the shear is a kolshu. The shear is even the slightest amount is osir, because those are circumstances of min b'minoi. And the halacha is, when you have a situation of min b'minoi, the halacha is there is no bittel. However, if you have a situation of yayin b'mayim, wine and water mixed up, or mayim b'yayin, so then the shear is b'nois and tam, the amount of Isser is b'nois and tam. Typically, when we speak in Shas about nois and tam, the halacha is that it's b'shishim. That means, even though the Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Yerideya Simen Tzadik Hei Sif Aleph, Isser sh'nisar b'heter min b'shein aminai, if you have something also that got mixed together with something that's mutter, and the two items are not the same, wine and water, yitamenu goy, a Nochri should taste it. Im oimesh ein by tam iser, if the Nochri says that there's no iser then there's no taste of this mutter. V'im ein shem goy, the taimai, continues the Shulchan Aruch, if we don't have a nachri that can make this evaluation on our behalf, misharina b'shishim, the shir is shishim. However, says the Ramah, v'ein agin achshav l'smeich agoy, nowadays we don't rely on a nachri tasting it, or misharin hakol b'shishim, we always do shita, shishim. And that is the minig, certainly according to the Ashkenazim. And therefore, in this case, the shear will be shishim. If it's min be'enem minoy, it's shishim. However, there is a new opinion when we talk about stam yenom. And that opinion is that by stam yenom, even though in all other areas of halacha, the shear is shishim, by stam yenom, the halacha is that we follow shisha, that it's bottled in a ratio of 6 to 1, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideya Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Hey Zaklal. And the Mishnah summarizes: Mimaminoi, whenever you have a situation of Mimaminoi, the shear is mashu, even the smallest taruvis will become asur. When it's a mixture of shloi miminoi, then the shear is benois and tam. Says the Gemara, Kiyos Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar Rav Yochanan, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan the following halacha: Hama'ara yayin nesach mechavis labar. If somebody pours yayin nesach into the wine pit that is full of wine that's kosher, afilo kol hayom kulay, even if he's pouring like this the entire day. So now the Gemara introduces a new concept, and that is the concept of Rishon bottle. As every drop of wine falls into the bar, which is kosher wine, that drop of wine, the little amount of wine that falls into the bar becomes bottle. And therefore, all the wine, even though you have here a mixture of non-acceptable wine with acceptable wine, the halacha is that it's asur, that it's mutter because kama kama bottle. Of course, Rashi asked the question, but we know and we've learned, and there's a Mishnah in the next staff, Daf Ayin Dal, that says Yayin Nesach Shnaf Labar Kulay Asur, that if Yayin Nesach falls into the bar, it says that it's all asur. How do we understand that Mishnah in light of the halacha that we just learned? So Rashi explains that there it's not referring to situation where a drop of wine falls in at a time, and therefore we could apply the concept of kama kama bottle. There is an entire large barrel of wine that fell, of non-kosher wine, that fell into the pit of kosher wine. So since you have a large barrel of wine that falls in and then breaks open in that pit and spills out, so you don't have a situation of kama kama bottle. But here we have a very big machloikus rishonim. The Gemara just introduced the concept of kama kama bottle. And the question is, how far do we take the concept of kama kama bottle? There are those that want to suggest that we take the concept of kama kama bottle to no matter how much kosher wine there is and how much non-kosher wine there is. That means even if it'll turn out to be a situation that you have so much non-kosher wine because it dripped in drop at a time, but now you have more non-kosher wine than kosher wine, we still apply the concept of kama kama bottle. That is the opinion of some Rishonim. And other Rishonim say that although our Gemara, yes, did introduce the concept of kama kama bottle, we only apply the concept of kama kama bottle where at the end of the day we still have more kosher wine than non-kosher wine. But if we're going to end up in a situation that even though it fell in a little at a time, you have now more non-kosher wine than kosher wine, we wouldn't be able to say kama kama bottle, and therefore the halacha is that the wine would be prohibited. But according to the halacha that we just learned, we just learned in the Mishnah that when we have a situation of min b'minoi the shear is mashuhu. That's only when the iser. That's only when the heter fell into the iser. But if the iser fell into the heter, we say kama. There we say kama bottle. It says the Gemara Tanan. We just learned in our Mishnah 9 nesach osur v'oisav kol shehu. Says the Gemara. Presumably, the Mishnah did not differentiate what fell into what. So suggests the Gemara, my lab the kanofli surule gayatera. Doesn't the Mishnah also refer to a situation where the issa wine fell into the heta wine? And we don't obviously say kama bottle. Says the Gemara, loy. The case of the Mishnah is the kanofli teril gayasura, that the heta wine fell into the issa wine. And since the heta wine fell into the issa wine, that's why we can't say kama bottle. But indeed, if the issa wine fell into the heta wine, there the halacha is that we would say kama bottle. Toshma. So Gemara brings another raya. The halacha is that we learned yayin b'mayim, if wine and water mix. So we learned the halacha is menos and tam. Isn't, says the Gemara, my laugh, the kanofel chamedi sur lemaida tera. Isn't the case being discussed that even if wine that's osur fell into water which is not osur, we'll still have to have nois and tam? But according to what we're learning now, why don't we say kama bottle? Says Maloy. We're speaking about a case that kanofel chamedi tera lemaida sura. But indeed, if it would be the other way around, then we would. If it was the iser that fell in the heta, we would say kama bottle. Says the Gemara, umidereisha, when the Mishnah spoke about nice and tam, was saying it's speaking about a case b'may the sura where the water is water that's osur. So seifa nami. So says the Gemara, when the Mishnah speaks about the seifa, it's also speaking about may the sura b'ketani seifa, and the Mishnah says mayim b'yayin b'nice and tam. Mayim of Isser that fell into wine of Heter, the halacha is that it's Osir. And we don't say Rishon bottle. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi, in order to explain the Mishnah, says the whole Mishnah, Kol Masnisen, the time Mishnah speaking about a case of Heter al Gayasur, the Heter fell into Isser. Rashi speaking about a case, the Nofel Chamedi Heter al Mayadi Surah, that the water, the wine is heter, fell into wine, the water that's osur, and there halacha is that it's, we're going to say kama bottle, and it's going to be osur, unless it fell in, like we said before, in a large way, that there we'll say nice and tam. Seif is speaking about a case of called nafam mayim b'teira l'chamadi surah, and again, that's why it can't be mutter, it's not a case of kama bottle. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak by Yosef. When Rav Yitzchak by Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer Rav Yochanan, he said in the name of the Rav Yochanan, Hamara Yai Nesach Mitzaratzer. If somebody's carton, Labar, if somebody's pouring Yai Nesach from a small pitcher into a bar that's full of kosher wine, I feel a kala yoim kulai, if he's doing this and all day long. And again, based on the machlokes we showed and we mentioned earlier, there's two ways of understanding this. One way of understanding it is that he did it all day long. To the degree that it is, the wine is, you have a lot of asadiga wine. So as I said, now we have a machlokes we showed him. What does that mean? Does it mean that you have more non-kosher wine, or is it only in a case where you have that much kosher, that much, you still have even more, or just less non-kosher wine? We apply the halacha of kama bottle, and since we have the case of kama bottle, therefore the halacha will be that the wine is more mutter. But makes the Gemara the point. When is this the halacha? Dafka tzirtza cotton de loinofish amude. Only when you're pouring the wine from a small pitcher and a little falls in at a time. Aval michavis, but if you're pouring it out of a barrel, the nofesh amudei that has a lot of wine falling into the pit at the same time. Loi, there we won't say the concept of kama bottle, because since you have here a very large amount of wine, we can't say kama bottle. Says the Rishonim, what the Gemara is trying to accomplish with what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is saying is not just that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is trying to teach us this halacha. It is an important halacha, but it's even more of an important point that he's trying to make, and that is that he's teaching us that when we had questions, how do we learn the Mishnah? How do we understand the Mishnah after we learned the halacha kama bottle? The Mishnah is no longer difficult to understand. Because when, according to him, do we say kama bottle? We only say kama bottle when we have a small amount of wine, of non-kosher wine, falling into heter wine at a time. But when we have a large amount, then we don't say kama bottle. And we will have to explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where we have a large amount of wine, and therefore in such cases we won't be able to say kama bottle. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph teaches us that we should not use yayin pogam for kiddush. That if you drank from a cup of wine, that the leftover wine that is put into the leftover wine that's in that cup, since it was drank from, becomes pogum, and such wine should not be used to make kiddush on. Let's say, and we're not focused here on the sanitary factors of this discussion, let's say somebody has leftover wine in a cup that he wants to pour back into the bottle, but he doesn't want that the entire bottle should become pogum, so the halacha is you should pour wine from the wine bottle that is not pogum into your cup that has the pogum wine. By pouring some wine into that cup, you remove the problem of pogum from the wine. And once you remove the problem of pogum of wine, then you can pour everything in the cup back into the bottle. What would be the halacha if you didn't do so? And you just took that wine and that's in your cup, which is pogum, and pour it back into the bottle. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach, based on our Gemara, wants to suggest that there may be room for leniency. Because we're just learning that when you pour a small amount into a big amount, we say kama bottle. So if you just have some small amount of wine left in your cup that you're pouring into the bottle, we'll say kama bottle, and once we'll say kama bottle, it'll be fine. It may not be a perfect analogy. And the reason is, we need to understand why wine, which is pogum, is disqualified. Is it a halachic issue? If it's a halachic issue, so indeed, as we're describing in our shir, when you have a halachic situation, we could say kama bottle. But if the issue is an issue of sakana, then by sakana, there's a very famous question in the Paiskim. Do we say that bittel b'shishim, for example, in something that's a sakana? For example, we know that the halacha is that because of sakana, we're not allowed to mix meat and fish. And what would be if you have a drop of fish, bottle b'shishim, that got mixed into meat? What will be the halacha? Will it be bottle, if it's bottle b'shishim, or do we say chamira sakanta mi sura? And since chamira sakanta mi sura, the halacha would be that you have to have shishim would not be effective. So it's a big machlokes apaiskim. The Pesach Tshuva and the Darkei Tshuva bring different opinions regarding this halacha. But there's a very interesting, and now the question that we're posing is how do we look at the situation of pogum? Is pogum like a halachic situation, which we're saying in our shir today, we say kama kama bottle? Or is it like a sakana situation where bittel is not relevant because it's a sakana? But there's a very interesting point that the Paiskim make. The Paiskim suggest that even if by sakana, because of the seriousness, we are more machmer, but there's always an issue of ein mevatel iser l'chatchila. We're not allowed to, if we have something I'm mixed up, we can't just be mevatel iser. The Paiskim want to suggest by a dover sakana, it's much easier to create a situation of bittel. Because ein mevatel iser l'chatchila is when something is usur because it's usur, and the halacha teaches us that we're not allowed to do so. But here, when we're doing it because sakana, there is no halacha of ein mevatel sakana. There is no halacha of ein mevatel sakana. That you not have mevatel sakana, and that may lead to certain leniency. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin. When Ravin came from Etzisot, above all, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yai Nesach Shenafel Abor, if Yai Nesach fell into a bar of kosher wine, that halacha is that Yain min b'minoi is b'mashahu, nofel k'sham kitn shamayim. Now the Gemara introduces a new consideration. So what happened here is that the Yain Nesach fell into the bar. And since the Yain Nesach fell into the bar, we say that Yain Nesach and kosher wine is min b'minoi, and it's b'mashahu. But now fell into this, nofel sham kitn shamayim. A whole barrel of water fell in. Now, if we look at the water versus the Yayin Nesach, it's 60, we have the proper, that's already min b'shein aminoi, and we have the proper ratio of 60 to 1. But we only have 60 to 1 keneged versus the non-kosher wine. We don't have that much water that we should have shishim versus the kosher wine and the non-kosher wine. What will be the halachim? So says the Gemara, Roina hetekila enoi. The halacha views the heter as if the kosher wine as if it's not there. And now we only have the non-kosher wine and the water. And since that's all that's left, the halacha tells us, Hashar mayim rabban alav. The water is 60 times the yai nesach, and therefore it's mevatel the water. Says the Gemara, Ravin doesn't agree with Rav Dimi. And he says that we have to look not just at the wine that's mutter in this mixture, we also have to look at the wine which is usur in this mixture. And if we don't have enough water, shishim of the water, to be mevatel all of the wine, if we don't have shishim of the water to mevatel all of the wine, then we wouldn't have a situation of bittel. Kiyas Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo yishan al shenafel kitnus l'mayim tchila. First, you have the water, and then the wine fell into the water. Aval lo yishan al kitnus l'mayim tchila. If you did not have the water first, and therefore you only had the kosher wine and the non-kosher wine, the halacha is matzah minas minoy v'niyar. The kosher wine and the non-kosher wine combine, and because they all combine, they all have the halacha of non-kosher wine. And if we're going to want that the water should be able to be mevatel the wine, you're going to have 60 times all of the wine. You're going to have 60 times water versus all of the wine. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara brings a different version of this discussion. Ekad Masn Law of Masnisim. Some say this discussion regarding the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Yayin v'yayin, if wine and wine get intermingled, the shear is kol shehu, because min b'mina is kol shehu. And that says Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Loishan Loishan of Sham Kita Shemayim. This halacha only applies if there isn't water there as well. Av Nafal Sham Kita Shemayim. If there's water there as well, Roin as a het tequila enoi. We look at the wine. We look at the wine that's mutter as if it doesn't exist. Vashar Mayim Rav Vlamavatloi. The water, the 60 times water versus the non-kosher wine, we're okay. Says the Gemara, my ikad masnla and masnisim bein lemasna roven. What's the difference in these two versions? Says the Gemara, man de boyle masnisim, the one that says Rav Shmuel ben Yehuda's halacha on the Mishnah lebay tchila, will say as long as we have 60 times water versus the 9 kosher wine, we're okay. A man de masnla the roven, the one that says it's referring to what Roven said, boy. He'll say, like we learned before, that we're only able to be lenient if we had the water there before. But if the two wines got mixed up, and then only after the two wines got mixed up we have the water, we're going to have 60 against all the wine. And the way the Rosh explains this machlokes is that the subject of this machlokes is a very famous halacha concept, and that is the concept of chaticha nasis nevela. When we have a mixture that doesn't have the proper amount to be mevatel, like here, where the wine that's kosher got mixed up with the wine that's not kosher, and as we're explaining, whenever you have wine that's kosher gets mixed up with wine that's not kosher, the shear is min b'mino is b'mashehu. So now you have this mixture of the kosher wine and the non-kosher wine. The question that needs to be understood is, how does the halacha view this situation? Does the halacha say that there's indeed a mixture here, but even though there's a mixture here, it doesn't mean that the kosher wine is not kosher and that the non-kosher wine is not kosher? Certainly the kosher wine is still kosher and the non-kosher wine is not kosher. Or do we say, because we have here a mixture, and the halacha says that whenever we have a mixture, the shear is going to be a mashu? What the halacha is saying, that the shear is a mashu, means that the non-kosher wine, that the kosher wine has now become non-kosher. And that's going to be the discussion that we have here now, most fundamental discussion. If we say that, and that's called in halacha, chaticha nas nevela. If we say the chaticha nas nevela, then all of the wine that got mixed together became non-kosher, and because all of the wine becomes non-kosher, then the halacha will be that you have to have shishim. When the water falls in afterwards, you're going to have shishim versus all of the wine. However, if we don't say chaticha nas nevela, that just because we have a mixture here doesn't mean that the kosher part of this mixture became non-kosher. If that's the case, then the halacha will be, we only have to have shishim versus the non-kosher part. We don't have to have shishim versus the kosher part, the kosher wine in this mixture. Says the Gemara Itmar, Yain Nesach Shenafel Abar, if Yain Nesach falls into a bar of kosher wine, V'nafel Sham, and also fell in there, Kitin Shlamayim, and what we have here is that there's 60 times water versus the Yain Nesach, but we don't have shishim against all of the wine. Amma Chizkia. So Chizkia says, let's understand. Higdilu, if be'isser, if there was first in the bar water and wine that is kosher, and only afterwards the non-kosher wine fell in, so now we say that the kosher wine and the non-kosher wine combine, as we just said, chaticha nas nevela, and the halacha is that we can't, and if you don't have 60 against all of the wine, the halacha will be that it's usur. However, higdilu beheter, that if there was yayin nesach with the water, and there was 60 times water against the Yayin Nesach, and now kosher wine fell in. So since before the kosher wine fell in, the non-kosher wine already was bottled in the water, mutter. And therefore this mixture will be mutter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu higdilu b'yayin iser, that if the yayin nesach, first you had the kosher wine and the water, and then the non-kosher wine fell in, mutter. Since the water was there before this non-kosher wine was put into the pit, so as soon as the non-kosher wine falls into the pit, we ignore the kosher wine, and as long as the non-kosher wine is bottled, the shishim, in the water, or some say sheish, that's in the pit, that will be the halacha, that everything will be mutter. Says the Gemara, the machlokes of Chizkia and Reb Yochanan that we just learned is connected to the book of Reb Elazar Rabbanon Kamilfagi. It's connected to machlokes of Reb Elazar Rabbanon. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Arla teaches us, Sar Shal Chulim Vishal Truma. We learned this halacha previously. If you have yeast, sourdough, some is chulin and some is truma, and they make the dough into a dough. Shnafla toicha isa, they fall into a dough. Loi b'zeke de lachmitz. Loi b'zeke de lachmitz. There isn't enough yeast of either to make the dough rise. You need the combination. And that's indeed what happened. And it's tarfu v'chimtzu. These two different yeast combine to make the dough rise. Rebbe Leza Omer, so now the question is, how does the halacha look at this dough? Does the halacha look at this dough as if it's truma, or does the halacha look at this dough as it's chulin? So Rabbi Leza says, the halacha says, whatever fell in last, that is going to be the designation of this dough. So if the chulin yeast fell in last, the halacha will be that the dough is considered chulin, and if the truma dough fell in last, It's going to be considered truma dough. It doesn't make a difference whether if the iser fell in first, besoif, or the iser fell in last. Ein aser, it can't make the dough aser. It can't give it the status of truma. Achidei belahachmetz, until it can make it rise on its own. So Rabbi Yirmiya says that the machlokes that we just learned of Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan is the same machlokes of Rabbi Elazar the Chachamim. Chizkiya says that we always look at what fell in last. And was it the Yayin Nesach that fell in last, or was the Yayin Heta that fell in last? So he presumably holds like Rabbi Elazar said, just now we always look at what fell in last. Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't make a difference if the Yayin Nesach fell in first or the Yayin Nesach fell in last. It always becomes bottle, because he says that it doesn't make a difference what's first or what's last. It always becomes bottle. Says Rabbi Tisbara, can you suggest, ask the Gemara, that these two machlokes are actually connected? From Rabbi, ask the Gemara, Rabbi taught us, Loi Shanu, the Mishnah said, that this halacha that Rabbi Leza says, we always look at what falls in last. Lo shanu also kadam v'selika iser. It's only because the part that's aser was removed before it made the dough rise. Avalo kadam v'selika iser. If the sar, which is aser, remained there, aser. So we see that if we're going to say, if the Issa remains there, it's always Usser. So then, Chizkiya, who said we look at what fell in last, but here we didn't remove the Yayin Nesach. Chizkiya, according to this, the Amar Kaman, it must be, says the Gemara, that the two machlokes are not connected. By Sar, the reason the Sar makes a difference is because what made the dough into the dough? And Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham hold, Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham is connected to a shail that we've discussed previously, of Zev Zeh Goyrim. Something that was created by a combination of Issa v'Heter. How do we look at that? How do we look at that result? Rabbi Lezer holds that Zev Zeh Goyrim is Asur. And therefore, he says as long as there's Issa there, then we have to be Machmer. If we were able to remove the Isser, then we have room to be lenient. The Chum holds Zev Zeh Goyrim is Mutter. But that issue of Zev Zeh Goyrim Isser or Mutter is not, says the Gemara, connected to what we're discussing in our shir. Elohacha, in the case where we have a Taruvis of wine and water, this, as we started this sugya, is a whole different subject. Beroyin kamifki. Do when we see that we have the kosher wine and the non-kosher wine and the water more mixed up, the machlokes is the lechiskia less leroyin. We don't take the, we don't make believe that something is not there. Rav Yochanan islay. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Umi islay le Rav Yochanan royin. Does Rabbi Yochanan subscribe to the concept of Royin? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Minei, Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei Kaisers, you have two cups of wine. Achad Yayin Shel Chulin, V'achad Yayin Shel Truma. One is a cup of Chulin wine, and one is Truma wine, Umazgan. And now you dilute that. And now you dilute the water. And now, after the wine, after you dilute them, Irvin Zebezeh, you mix the cup. You mix the two cups together. We have now, after the process of dilution, enough water to dilute the truma wine. But we don't have enough water to dilute all the wine. Ma, what will be halacha? And Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara v'lei poshalei, Rabbi Yochanan was not sure what the halacha should be. So if Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure, it's obvious that he doesn't follow the concept of Royin. Says the Gemara, Mikaro le Poshalei. Says the Gemara, at the beginning Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure, and we say Royin and Royin, when this discussion that we just had took place. At the end, however, that we say the concept of Royin. It says the Gemara, Et menami amar of ami amar b'yochanan, v'amalei amar of asi amar b'yochanan. Shnei kaisers, we have two cups of wine. Echad shechulin ve'echad shel truma. Umazgan, we mix these two cups. We do dilute these two cups, and then irvin zebzen, then we mix them together. Roinas ahet kila enoy. We disregard the chulin wine, v'shar, and if we have enough water versus the truma wine, rabban lamam vatan. The Mishnah at the end taught us a summary. Zaklal, min b'minoi. Whenever we have a mixture of min b'minoi, the shir bittel is b'mashahu. Whenever we have a mixture of min b'she'en b'minoi, the shir is nois and tam. Says the Gemara. As we know throughout Shas, when the Mishnah tells us something like this, a rule, the Mishnah is coming to teach us a halacha. And the question is, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? So says the one, Rav Shmuel the Amrit Tavayu, Kol Surin Shabbatayra. Whenever we have a mixture in the Torah, Min B'minai, the Shir is B'mashu. Shaloi B'minon, the Shir is B'nois and Tam. So if that's the case, Zeh Klal Asuyamai, what does the Mishnah want to teach us with these words of Zeh Klal that it teaches us at the end of the Mishnah? L'suyei, Kol Asurin Shabbatayra, to teach us that not only by Yayin Nesach is that the halacha, but the halacha is, so is the halacha by all Yisurim. That's Rav Shmuel's interpretation, explanation of the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Dam Tavai, Kol Asurin Shabbatayra, Ben Meminam, Ben Shloim Meminam. Normally, it doesn't make a difference what type of a mixture the halacha is, that the shir, we always say, b'nois and tam. It's bottle if there's no tam. Chutz, mitevel v'yayin nesach. There are two exceptions, tevel and yayin nesach. Yayin nesach, as we understand from our Masechta, Chazal were particularly strict with yayin nesach because of the Avodah Zarah. And because Yain Nesach is also because of Avodah Zarah, and the Torah HaKadosh says regarding Avodah Zarah, Lo Yibak B'yotcha Mu'uma Min Acherim, that's why even a Mashahu is Asur. And therefore, as we've mentioned so many times in our Shurim, the question would be, what would be the halacha by Yain Nesach Bezman Hazeh, which is not really used for Avodah Zarah, it's really more usher because of chasnas. Chutz mitavo v'yayin nesach b'mashu. Shloi b'menim, the shear by a mixture of min b'she'en mina is always nice and tam. Zeh klal, and what did the Mishnah want to teach us with the word of zeh klal, asuya tevel, that the halach is that when you have a mixture of tevel and other food, the shear is b'min b'minay b'mashu. Tanya kavasei de Rav Shmuel, so says the Gemara, there's a brice that supports Rav and Shmuel's opinion. But Tanya kavasei de Rav Yochanan and Shlokish, there's a brice that supports Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish's interpretation. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasei de Rav Shmuel, kol sorah shebetura b'minay b'mashu, shaloi b'minay b'nais and tam. So clearly, like Rav and Shmuel explained our Mishnah. But says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, there's a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish's opinion. It says, Kol sur shebetayra ben meminam ben shalom meminam, the shear is nice and tam, chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach, the deer b'minam b'mashu, shalom b'minam b'nice and tam. Says the Gemara, b'shlama yayin nesach, that when we say yayin nesach, min b'minoy, the shear is mashu, as we explained, b'shem chumad avayda zara, because we know that the Torah is so strict when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that's why the halacha is so strict. Bishlam yayin nesach mishum chumad Avodah Zarah. Ela tevel my tama. What's the halacha by? Why is this the halacha by tevel? Says the Gemara k'teira k'chisurai. We treat tevel just like by the way we treat heter and iser. Dama Shmuel. Chita achs p'tesis kri. Midaraisa, we know that the minig is that when we take truma, a generous person takes a 40th, the average person takes a 50th, a stingy person takes a 60th. But midaraisa, that's only midrabbanan. Midaraisa, even one kernel is sufficient. So what the Gemara is teaching us is that just like one kernel of the tevel takes off the tevel status, so too, when you have one kernel of tevel, it will make iser. It will make everything usser, even though it's just one kernel. And that's what we meant. That's what's meant when you say min b'minay b'mashu. It says the Gemara, Tanan nami hochi. There's a Mishnah Masechta Chala Paragimel Mishnah Yud that supports this. B'ma amru tevel ois b'kolshu. When is the halacha that there's a din of kolshu by tevel b'minoi? That it's even a mashu that's going to be asur. Shloi b'minoi, when it's not b'minoi, so as we always explain, when you have a mixture of min b'ein and minoi, the shear is nice and tam.